We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMOX News Time is 7:53. Are you getting a new TV this holiday season? Is it one of those new smart TVs where you don't even need the remote? You can just talk to it, tell it what you want to see, and it pulls it up? Well, you might want to watch what else you say when you're in the same room as that television. Joining us now is Brad Young, attorney at Harris Dowell, Fisher and Young, to help us understand this. And Brad, there's even a part of the privacy policy for the new Samsung Smart TV. It says, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. So, Brad, is the best advice just to speak in hushed tones in front of your television?
Well, that's good advice in a lot of situations, Michael, and good morning. Yeah, it's the Samsung has had to come out with this disclaimer policy on their smart TVs in order to warn consumers that anything they say, I mean, it sounds like an episode of Law and Order, but anything that you say can and will be used against you, except in this, it's the court of private companies. Because of the way smart TVs work, they have to listen to everything that you say in order to listen to the trigger words, just like Siri, just like OK Google, just like the other services that we're seeing now. But with the smart TVs, that information gets translated or transmitted to a third party in order to process whatever it is you might be requesting and send it back to you. And that's really where the problem arises. But people just don't know. We see all of these terms of services. We click agree. But people don't know that what they're agreeing to is that everything that they say in front of a television can be heard and potentially recorded.
Whether you opt out of that voice command option or not, right, Brad?
That's right. You have to specifically opt out of it, not opt into it. And in that opting out process, consumers may not understand what it is they're opting in or out of. If you're being asked, do you want to participate with these services? Of course, who's going to say no to wanting to participate? That's why we buy smart TVs. But what consumers don't understand is exactly what it is they're agreeing to. Vizio got into the same problem that Samsung is getting into now last year, and they had to pay a $2.2 million fine to the Federal Trade Commission. So this is a serious situation that consumers just simply aren't aware of.
This is fascinating to me. So how is that different than, say, Alexa, which listens to your voice? And also, you know, every once in a while in my pocket, Siri will say, Tom, I don't know what you mean. Hey, Michael, you know.
Oh, my watch does that all the time. Yeah.
So how is that different?
Right. Well, in those situations, they are not technically transmitting any data to the third party until the trigger words are spoken. But in this instance with Vizio and specifically with Samsung, they're listening to everything. I mean, everything is being listened to and transmitted. Now, Samsung is being very upfront as much as you can and stating that they are not keeping that information. They're not recording that information. They're not storing that information. They're not selling that information to third parties. But simply the idea that your television is listening to you just brings up visions of 1984. I mean, we expect televisions to give us information. We don't expect or anticipate that we are giving information to the manufacturers of the televisions.
Brad, just about 30 seconds left, but I imagine the big risk with this would be hacking, because Samsung, most people would trust that they're not going to misuse their personal information. But even when it comes to, for instance, the Amazon key, the lock that lets Amazon delivery people inside of your house, we've seen that get hacked now.
In fact, yeah, there was just a story this week about Amazon Key being hacked. And Amazon Key, of course, allows the Amazon people to come into your home and drop off packages. But the hack allows the hacker to freeze the video camera. So it's like an episode of Mission Impossible or a scene from National Treasure where the video gets frozen and then the perpetrator can come into your house and do anything they want. And yet the video still shows everything's nice and calm and secure and there's nothing going wrong. Hacking is always a problem. And with these smart TVs and technology that we have today, hacking means we lose our personal information.
Brad Young, Harris Dowell, Fisherman Young, thank you so much for your expertise this morning.
My pleasure.
And Brad, joining us on the Quiver River Electric Celebrity Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.